Silence for Jim Pearce, 1952 to 1958, will propose a toast to the association. After an undistinguished career in banking, it gets better.
What a build up.
Lorry driving and the civil service, he finally found his calling at the age of 60 when he became a freelance journalist, contributing articles and stories to a number of motorcycle magazines. Mm. For 2 years, his monthly column, Out and About, was the highlight of the magazine, Used Bike Guide. He has been a member of the association for many years and fully intends to get the maximum value from his life membership. Gentlemen, give a warm welcome, if you will, to Jim Pearce.
Peace. 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 Turn it on.
Is it working now?
Yeah.
Honoured guests, gentlemen, two words immediately spring to mind: that and follow. The other day I was sitting at the keyboard of my difference engine. Get me quoting the manufacturer's nameplate, Babbage & Co. I really must get a more modern computer. I've lost it slightly after all that. I was typing in the word Farnhamians. F-A-R. I thought, this is a long word. It's a pity we can't shorten it a bit, like Bartholomew's, for example, is shortened to Barts. this is just not a good idea. I'll stick with Farnhamians. I'm not suggesting that any of us is getting that old, but I have noticed one interesting phenomenon. Whereas, as you get older, birthdays seem to come far more quickly, but always on the date you expect them to. Whereas old age always seems to be just a little bit further ahead. You never seem to quite get there. And I can come to the conclusion that the best way to avoid getting old is to keep having midlife crises, like, for example, driving a completely unsuitable car. So anyone's got a Ferrari they're not using at the moment, I'm always available. But I'm here to talk about the association, in particular, an association record, as far as we know. Some of you may not know that the parallel form of 52 holds the record for the largest number of old boys from any one class to appear at the same annual dinner. I can't claim any credit for this. It's entirely due to my friend and former classmate, Keith Mortimer, who I'm happy to say is here today. Keith and I joined the grammar school in 1952 as part, as I now realise, of the first Elizabethan intake. One thing I remember about that first day at school is Percy Evans, our form master, explaining that although we were one parallel, or one P, we were in no way inferior to the boys in Form 1. Parallel meant just that, level, equal, same as. I thought he laboured the point a bit as I looked. He wasn't entirely sure. Over the next 5 years, a few boys came and went. So by the time we took our O-levels in 1957, a total of 34 boys had passed through the form. In 1957, after we'd taken our O-levels, the form effectively broke up. Some of us stayed on in the sixth form. Some boys went to take up apprenticeships and jobs. But effectively, the class fragmented. Fast forward 30 years to 1987. Keith, who by this time was well established with his own successful business, decided it would be a good idea, as many of us hadn't seen the others for 30 years, it would be a good idea to try and get us all together. and where better than the annual dinner that year? Now, this was in the days before mobile phones, computers, social media. Armed with just a dial-up telephone and some vague idea where he might find people, Keith managed to track down 22 of the 34 of us, which was a fantastic piece of detective work.
Mm.
Of those 22, three were unable to make the dinner. They were living in Australia, or some silly excuse. Two sadly didn't want to know. They weren't interested, which I thought was very sad. And one was otherwise detained. How can I put this? The governor wouldn't let him out. In those days, some of the old boys really were old, pushing 100. As a result, the roll call started at around 1900. So it took some time to get through to 1952. But as 1952 was called out, 16 of us stood up. I made rather a lot of noise. I'm sorry about that. One of the centenarians, not quite sure what was going on, nearly passed out on the spot. But it was a terrific evening. At the end of the evening, Keith passed round a piece of paper on which we all wrote our names and addresses and contact details. And Keith then photocopied and sent it out to all of us. But I wrote on the bottom, "Great reunion. We must do this again in 30 years' time." Be afraid, gentlemen. 30 years from 1987 is just 2 years from now. Now, before I go, I'd like to make a point of saying thank you to all those officers of the association over the years who've done so much to make the Old Fort Hagans the success that it is. Sometimes volunteering for a thing like this can be a thankless task, and I'd like to redress that slightly by saying we do appreciate what all of you've done, and so I'd like to say thank you to everyone who's held office in the Old Fort Hagans for what you've done for us. And finally, talking about people who've done a lot for the association, I want to mention Cyril Trust's latest book, Farnham Grammar School in Wartime. If any of you haven't bought a copy, I suggest you do. It's actually a fascinating book, very well written, and it's very, very interesting. It's a lot of history of the school. So, I'm not going to speak quite as long as my predecessor. So I would ask you, gentlemen, to see if there's something left in your glasses. And I'd like to propose a toast to the Old Farnhamians Association.
The Old Farnhamians Association.
The Association.